You're listening to Virginia Trioli on ABC Radio Melbourne.
There's a lovely backstory to our next story, which I hope you'll appreciate. After I interviewed doctors at the Bionics Institute about a brilliant new treatment, an invention they'd come up with that was bringing hope to people with rheumatoid arthritis, I came back from the program, from broadcasting here. I took this document out of my file of notes here and I pinned it up on my desk. And I said to the team, we need to revisit this. Let's go back and see how their early trials go, because this, if it works, will be amazing. It's dated the 9th of November 2021, and here we are, almost exactly a year later, and we are following up, and the news is good. If you deal with rheumatoid arthritis, and I'm starting to think actually any other issue that might be dealt with that's affected by high inflammation in the body, then this is going to be a great news story. Dr. Sophie Payne is the lead researcher at the Bionics Institute, and I last spoke to her in November when they just developed this vagus nerve device. Do you remember us talking about the vagus nerve? The most fascinating nerve in the human body, called the vagus nerve because it comes from the Latin, because it wanders. It wanders through the human body and basically ends up everywhere. It's a little discussed but highly important nerve, and these guys have nailed it. Dr. Sophie Payne, good to talk to you again. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me back.
So your little battery-powered device that was going to be attached to the vagus nerve to stimulate it, to reboot the body's built-in healing system, how have your trials gone?
So the next piece of the puzzle that we've completed is actually a study showing that our approach and our technology has a powerful healing effect in a preclinical model of arthritis. So this is really the proof that we needed to before we go to clinical trials. We're very excited about it, really.
So what did you have to do in order to prove that?
We used a preclinical model of arthritis.
What does that mean, a preclinical model? I guess that's where I'm trying to go here, to drill through to some common language, if we can, Sophie.
Oh, sorry, I apologise. By preclinical, we used a rat model of arthritis. So these animals were challenged with a chemical to induce arthritis. We combined this with our technology, and after just a week of delivering the therapy to them, we found that they had much better response to the therapy than animals that didn't have the therapy. So their paws were less inflamed, and there was less signs of limping and ankle swelling as well.
That's amazing. So you've got what you need to see in order to proceed now to human trials?
That's absolutely right. So yes, this is the last piece of the puzzle. And so now really we're in a position to approach a human ethics committee to say to them, look, we've shown as best we can that this therapy could work in humans with arthritis. And we also have some safety data as well.
Will you be asking for human volunteers?
Certainly, yes. We're currently bringing together a clinical team at the Bionics Institute, and part of that will be forming sort of an idea of exactly what kind of patients we're looking for. So certainly those with rheumatoid arthritis, and likely those that haven't responded to several types of interventions. So those that are really sort of at the end of their treatment options and currently living in pain and without hope of relief.
Tell us about the vagus nerve and what it is, what it does, and why your researchers identified that as potentially the solution.
So, as you mentioned, the vagus nerve sort of connects to a lot of the body's organs, but in particular, it connects to an organ that really helps to sort of control the inflammation in the body, the spleen. And so when the activity of the vagus nerve is increased using our technology, which delivers electricity to increase its activity, this allows the body to sort of activate its own natural anti-inflammatory pathway. So the activity in the spleen, which is to make some inflammatory cells that go all the way through the body. The activity is reduced a lot, so that the pain and the inflammation experienced in the joints of a rheumatoid arthritis patient decreases.
So I know you're just concentrating on rheumatoid arthritis right now, and frankly, that's enough, and you've got a long way to go before you've got there. But potentially, this has applications for other conditions, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right, yes. So this anti-inflammatory pathway is also relevant for diseases such as inflammatory bowel disease. And in fact, this technology has progressed to clinical trials for patients with Crohn's disease. So we currently have a trial that's recruiting patients with Crohn's disease at the Austin Hospital. It will essentially be used in a very similar manner to what we propose to do in our patients with rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes, because as with Crohn's disease, we're talking here about conditions where inflammation is actually the driver here. And in fact, inflammation now, Dr. Sophie Payne, is really being discussed in relation to so many conditions, and perhaps a high inflammation in the body being a precursor to some cancer conditions too.
That's right. And there's some very early studies, exciting early studies, that are showing that perhaps vagal nerve stimulation might have some application to cancers, especially colon cancer.
That's so interesting. I just think it's amazing what you're doing. So can you give me a time frame for when you and I might speak? Is it another year's time that we need to catch up again?
Well, yeah, it's really exciting times ahead. And we currently have a clinician, Avanj Ramas, who is overseeing the trial. And we also have a great team at the Bionics Institute that will specialize in clinical trials and will help really drive this this trial forward. So I think you could see us maybe as early as 2025 before we see the first patient implanted.
Okay.
Fingers crossed for that anyway.
I've got so many people texting in saying, what about Sjogren's syndrome? Will it help gout? Would you please ask if osteoarthritis could be similarly treated? Any responses on those particular illnesses?
So I would say that for our we want to be conservative with the first sort of type of patients that are will be in part of the clinical trial. Mm-hmm. So they are ones that have moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis and perhaps haven't responded to therapies particularly well. But that's not to say that eventually in, you know, several years' time, once we've shown this therapy is working, we could extend it out to other conditions. And we are looking into perhaps whether it's useful in osteoarthritis, because I know that's a nasty one.
Oh, absolutely. Fascinating work. Keep going. Good luck and go well.
Thank you so much.